Five, four, three, two, one.
On behalf of the Phoenix Mercury and the WNBA, we want to give you a 2014 WNBA championship jersey.
Nice.
It's an XL. So we might have to get on the Atkins, but thank you very much for having us, Mr. President.
Thank you so much.
I saw like the strong, powerful women that were living their truth and doing it so freely and openly. And I was just like, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I just need to live my truth and like just really embrace who I was and who I am. And, you know, just kind of step into that fully.
Basketball chose me, an awkward, lanky, introverted tomboy born with a hearing disability, a speech impediment, and a will to overcome obstacles, dream big, and to change the world.
Hey, hi, hello, welcome to Planet W. This is Jay.
And this is Dan.
And today we're doing Bracketology. Kick an old school joint for the true funk soldiers. We've marched right into madness. We've got our brackets out. We're doing two different brackets. I got the we got a regular bracket, boring ass bracket show that everybody does. But then we're spicing it up a little bit because we're doing the mascot bracket.
Oh yeah.
And one thing that became abundantly clear when I was researching this, because I had to literally look up the mascot for every single one of these schools. So it was actually like, I'm hoping that we get a little bit of good comedy out of it, because God damn it, I put some work in. So I'm hoping that something good comes out of it. Some of these schools need to do a little bit better naming their schools. Like the mascot thing is a little bit redundant. A lot of tigers out there. There's a lot of eagles out there.
A lot of birds and cats.
Yeah, just a lot of birds in general, I've noticed. And yeah, it's like, there aren't too many like concept schools I've noticed. Like, you know, how we have like the Mystics and the Magic and, yeah, you know, the Thunder, stuff like that. There's not a whole lot of those. And there's a couple of really, really dumb mascots out there that I think that we could get some really good comedy out of. So I'm looking forward to that. But before we get into all of that stuff, Cam Brink did declare officially for the WNBA.
Good thing. Good thing, yeah.
Yeah, she's going number two. I think that the mock draft now is Caitlin Clark number one, Cam Brink number two, and Rekia Jackson number three.
Yeah, I think that's pretty set in stone.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, I don't know. I mean, three might switch here or there, depending on what this tournament does, but I don't know.
Somebody might have a bigger breakout and impress somebody here.
And there, I mean, there is always that possibility of somebody hurts themselves, you know, like, twists a knee or some shit.
We've seen that in a few cases a few of these teams.
Yeah, that can hurt a draft stock. Sometimes it doesn't even matter. I know Tamika Catchings got hurt and the Fever drafted her anyways. Like, we don't give a shit.
Absolutely.
You're awesome. You'll heal up.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll take you. But yeah, what about Camila Cardoso? Like, she got in this fight. She got in the fight since we recorded last. Like, we didn't really talk about the fight, the little scuffle she got in.
Oh yeah,
the big Brazilian girl who pushes people down. That's what that one idiot referred to her as. When no, she's fucking great and she's awesome and she's a really good player.
She is, and I think standing up for her team. Like, this is her second incident, because she just had in the Olympic qualifiers. Like, she pushed Satu.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, I don't know if people will look into that like as a character defect or anything.
Yeah, like if it's gonna give her like a Liz Cambage type of reputation.
But you know, I think the South Carolina incident was pretty excusable.
I think
the LSU event. Yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree, because it did seem like
and it was hilarious.
It was kind of funny. It's just always so weird when it's just like immediately you get like thugs and this is a disrespect to the game. It's not a disrespect. It would be a disrespect to the game if they came out and tried to kick the ball through the fucking hoop.
Oh yeah,
you know, like they're still playing the game. Is out of here.
And like the emotions running high like that, and think. My favorite part of the whole incident is, so Kim Mulkey goes on and is like, I wish she would have did that to Angel Reese.
Like why? She would have fucked her up.
Yeah, why do you want to get your, like, your Bayou Barbie beat up?
Yeah. Yeah, she, Angel Reese cannot take Camila Cordoso. There's no, no chance. She's also from Brazil, and I've known quite a few Brazilians over the years from doing martial arts, and there is something about them. I ain't trying to stereotype here, but there's something about every Brazilian I've ever met that they just have this degree of toughness to them, this degree of, dude, you're a bad motherfucker, and I can sense it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, literally come from, I mean, the worst of the worst, you know what I mean? You get them, cartel vibes a lot from Brazilian people.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, they've had to grow up in like a really harsh environment the most part. I mean, there are really good, nice parts of Brazil. But yeah, I mean, every person that I've talked to that has lived in Brazil, they're like, yeah, man, you know, I've lived in this part. But like, you got to understand that the nice parts of town are, you know, a block away from the shitty parts of town. Yeah. So it's really easy to get mixed up in some shit.
A lot of stuff down there, the tourist attraction is the nice parts.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, I mean, what do you want to get into first? I think we could do our regular bracket first, because tonight we got the first four. And oh, yeah. I'll be honest, for my real bracket, didn't bother with the first four. I don't have any of them coming out of the first round.
Yeah, the only one I was tossed up about was the Auburn and Arizona thing, and yeah, I think the rest of it's pretty self-explanatory. I think if they do go any further than the first round, they're not going further than the second.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Because, I mean, I don't know. Because you're going up against some killers. That's the weird thing about these, like, wild card slots is it's always like, man, you're really, like, you're fighting from fucking zero. Like, from negative zero. From negative. It's crazy. It's like,
yeah, it's the women's bracket, like I filled out the men's at work last night and I'm like, man, I don't know this.
Yeah. Yeah. I was looking at the men's bracket too, going, I could make some guesses, but I don't have any educated guesses.
And then I'm like, and then I look at this one and I'm like, and just quick writing, I'm like, yeah, I can make my mind up pretty fast.
The only thing that annoyed me about me making my actual bracket is how many times I picked the, like, higher seed.
Yeah.
And I was just like, man, I can't be that guy that's picking all chalk. But, like, it seems like, at least for me when I was filling it out, I was like, it just seems like it's the way it's going to go. So, I don't know. Yeah, in the first round, we got, let's see, South Carolina is definitely going to win. And then North Carolina, Michigan. I got Michigan State winning that one.
I went with North Carolina.
I did the
opposite there. It's another one of those games that I feel like it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I mean, they walk into the brick wall.
Yeah, all you're doing is like, hey, look, I get to lose in the second round. and then I have Oklahoma beating FGCU, which I knew what that stood for before I recorded this, and now I'm drawing a blank. Indiana versus Fairfield. I got IU winning that.
Yeah, let's go IU.
Yeah, absolutely. Nebraska, Texas A&M. I put Nebraska.
I took Texas A&M.
Okay.
This one.
All right. Oregon State, Eastern Washington. I put Oregon State.
Yes. The Beavers.
I have Marquette beating Ole Miss because I was going, at this point in my bracket, I was going, I'm picking a lot of favorites here.
Yeah, so, I took Ole Miss in this one.
So but I made myself pick Marquette despite me wanting to pick Ole Miss. And then I got Notre Dame beating Kent State.
Yes, sir.
And then let's see. I guess we can just keep going with that bracket. SCU versus Michigan State for me. That was North Carolina for you. I think we both still have SCU, right?
Yeah. South Carolina is. I don't think we're going to see. I think they're going to be there for a little bit.
Yeah. And then Oklahoma, IU. I have IU winning that one.
Yes.
Little hometown bias.
But oh, I got to.
Still,
the defense is so tough.
Still, they're still good. Yeah,
they're so good. Yeah,
I have Nebraska beating Oregon State. This is where our brackets are going to start looking different.
Yeah, so this is where I got Texas A&M moving on.
Okay. All right, so and then Marquette Notre Dame is what I have. I have Notre Dame winning that.
And then I have Notre Dame beating Ole Miss.
Okay, so and then South Carolina, I have them beating IU.
Yep.
And I have Notre Dame beating Nebraska.
And then I have Notre Dame beating A&M. So
okay,
so, we come right back to fold.
Yeah, so and then we come right back to South Carolina, Notre Dame, and then I have South Carolina making the Final Four.
And that's who I have too.
Okay, and then let's see. Let's go down to the Portland 4 bracket. Because we did Albany 1, let's do Portland 4. I have Texas beating Drexel.
Check.
I put Florida State beating Alabama.
Me too.
Okay. Utah versus South Dakota. I got Utah.
Me too.
Gonzaga, I have them beating UC Irvine.
And I got the Zags, too.
All righty. Tennessee over Green Bay is what I have.
Go Vols. Yes, sir. Yep.
North Carolina State over Chattanooga is what I have.
We're good there, too.
And then once again, I forced myself to not pick the favorite. I picked Maryland over Iowa State, even though I don't think they're going to win.
I got Maryland, too.
Oh, okay. Well, cool. Then I don't feel so dumb. Stanford, I have winning over Norfolk State.
Yeah.
And then, let's see, Texas, FSU, I got Texas.
We got the Longhorns, too, over here.
All righty, I got Gonzaga beating Utah.
I got Utah beating Gonzaga.
Okay, well, fuck me then. Tennessee, I have them over NC State.
Yep.
Stanford over Maryland.
Yep.
And then I have Texas over Gonzaga.
And I got Utah over Texas.
Damn. And I got Stanford over Tennessee.
And I got Tennessee over Stanford.
Damn, because I have Stanford moving on to the Final Four.
And I got Tennessee beating Utah and Tennessee moving on to the Final Four.
Okay, that's probably a good pick. But, you know, as I said, I was playing a lot of chalk. So moving on.
Yeah, that was about the only bracket I had the lower seed coming out of.
Yeah, I'm going to do the Portland 3 bracket because the Albany 2 bracket's the one that's fun.
Yeah, that's the toughest bracket.
Yeah, for sure. So I got Southern California beating A&M Corpus Christi.
Let's go Juju.
I got Michigan over Kansas.
I got Kansas.
Okay, I got Baylor over whatever.
Yeah, Baylor over the, yeah, play-in game.
Yeah, Virginia Tech, I have winning over Marshall.
Yep, Virginia Tech.
Syracuse, I have them winning.
And then I have the 11 seed, either Auburn or Arizona beating Syracuse here.
Damn, that's a hell of an upset then.
Yeah.
Let's see, UConn over Jackson State.
Yep.
Might be Jackson Street. I don't know. That would be great if that was one of the colleges. No, it's not Jackson State. It's Jackson Street. That's the street that the college is on. That's why we call it that. Duke versus Richmond. I actually have Richmond upsetting Duke.
This is one I agree with.
Oh, really? Because I didn't even do that one going like I'm forcing myself to pick the upset. I really think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I do. I do, too.
Okay, and then I have Ohio State over Maine.
Ohio Buckeyes here for me.
Yeah, and then let's see, SCU over Michigan. I got that one going on.
Yeah, so I got Southern California over Kansas here, yep.
Okay, and then I got Baylor beating Virginia Tech.
Me too.
And then I have UConn beating Syracuse.
Go Huskies.
Ohio State over Richmond.
Yep.
And then I have SCU beating Baylor.
Yep.
UConn beating Ohio Street.
Yes, sir.
And then I have actually UConn moving on to the Final Four.
And me too here.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Damn, I thought you were about to argue with me. We don't know each other's brackets, so this isn't like fake surprise. I wasn't like, oh, who do you have? What do you have? I also didn't really go over the mascots with Dan prior to this episode either, so he only knows some of the mascots.
Yeah, I'm completely in the dark with the
mascot. Oh, I was so, like, confused about some of them, because I thought that, like, I could at least look over it and guess most of them. Nope.
Yeah.
There's golden flashes? I would have never guessed that's what your school was called. All right. So Albany 2. I got Iowa beating the play-in team.
Me too.
And then I got West Virginia beating Princeton.
Me too.
Colorado beating Drake.
Yes, sir.
That's crazy. That like he used to be a rapper, man. Now he's playing college ball.
Yeah, now he's just getting beat up by different states.
Yeah, absolutely. Kansas State versus Portland. I got Kansas State moving on.
Yep, K-State for me.
Louisville over Middle Tennessee.
Yep.
LSU over Rice.
Yes, sir.
I got UNLV over Creighton.
Yep.
UNLV's criminally underrated.
Very, very, very.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Probably, I think they have the second best record in college basketball, too.
Yeah, and they're a 10th seed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. It is really weird. UCLA versus California Baptist. I got UCLA.
UCLA.
Over them. And then, let's see, Iowa over West Virginia.
Of course.
Colorado over Kansas State.
I took Colorado also.
Okay. LSU, I got them over Louisville.
Yep.
And then UCLA over UNLV.
Yep.
And I have Iowa beating Colorado.
Yes.
LSU beating UCLA.
Yep.
And then I have LSU going to the Final Four.
I have Iowa beating LSU.
Okay. So then, like, my Final Four is South Carolina, Stanford, LSU, and UConn.
And I have South Carolina, Tennessee, Iowa, UConn.
Okay, and then for my finals, I have South Carolina, LSU for the championship.
And I have South Carolina, UConn.
Okay, and then South Carolina for the
South Carolina, championship. I don't think they can be defeated this year.
I think they're just too good. And I mean, it is really easy to pick the undefeated team, but it's just like, dude, they're undefeated for a reason. They are great.
It is. And I try to find a way for them to lose throughout this whole thing. And I think realistically, until the Final Four, I don't think anybody can beat them, but maybe IU of anybody.
Maybe IU. I was thinking Tennessee might in the be Final able to take Four, it to them.
Because Tennessee has played them really good every time they played this year.
Yeah.
And then you have the Albany 2 region that I think there's just so much that could go wrong and so much that could go different.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's untelling who could come out of there eventually. I mean, there's teams that are sleepers that like Colorado, UCLA, Kansas State, that could all are potential Final Four teams.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. That Albany 2 bracket is tough.
Very tough.
That's a tough one. But, as much as I don't think that the first four games matter, the ones that are starting tonight, I think that for our mascot bracket, they definitely do. Because, I got to be honest with you, the Gamecocks of South Carolina ain't that intimidating of a mascot.
No.
So the first thing that I need to address, again, colleges, switch up your mascots a little bit. Let's vote.
Let's get some creativity.
Yeah, have your kids suggest some new names and stuff, vote on them, all that good stuff, because there's a lot of redundancy, so strap in for it.
Yeah, we gotta modernize.
Okay, so who do you think would win in a battle between a pioneer or pioneers, multiple pioneers, and a blue hose, the Presbyterian blue hose?
Man,
I don't know what a fucking blue hose, like a pioneer would easily, like you just, all you have to do is just bend it and then,
and then
water can't come out.
Put a kink in that hose and
the blue hose. That's the weirdest. H-O-S-E. That one for me is probably one of the weirdest mascot names.
And, that is. I'm throwed off.
Yeah.
It's got to be some Presbyterian thing.
Yeah, it has to be, yeah. Because then we got the Crusaders versus the Skyhawks, and I had Crusaders winning that one. I think you could fuck up a Skyhawk if you're a Crusader. You got swords and shields and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you're out for adventure. You better be able to take care of them hawks.
A tiger versus a wild cat. I think a tiger would go over a wild cat any day.
Oh, yeah.
Commanders versus Commodores. Sorry, Commodores versus Lions. I think Lions would probably fuck up some Commodores.
The king of the jungle.
Yeah, absolutely. So I got them winning. And then, you know, you go on to a Gamecock versus the Pioneers. Gamecocks don't even have a chance there. South Carolina out first round.
See ya.
Yeah, so there you go. So anybody's looking to make some money, take this bracket to the bank. Because I bet you the odds are insane on this bracket. So take some notes. And then we got in Albany 1. You know, continuing with Albany 1, a Gamecock getting destroyed by some Pioneers. A Tar Heel versus a Spartan. I have a Spartan winning that one. That's a hell of a warrior right there.
Oh, yeah.
Spartans. Okay.
Gladiator.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Sooners, which I looked up. It actually means just somebody that's early. Versus the Eagles. Sorry. The fucking early bird
gets
the Sooner.
Yeah,
Eagles win.
Yeah, I don't think the early bird's going to beat the Eagle.
Yeah. Indiana Hoosiers versus the Fairfield Stags. I can speak from experience, being somebody who lives in Indiana. A lot of people here shoot a lot of stags.
Yeah.
So I got the Hoosiers winning that one.
Oh, yeah.
And then this one's actually a really good matchup because it's the Cornhuskers versus the Aggies. And I looked it up. Cornhuskers are farmers from Nebraska. Aggies are farmers from Texas.
Go Texas.
Yeah, I got to go Texas on that. I think they're just a little bit tougher breed there. So I'm going with Aggies. And we got Beavers versus Eagles for the next one. So once again, Eagles moving on. And then we have Rebels versus Eagles. And, you know, Rebels don't give a fuck about laws or anything like that. Especially your conservation laws. Yeah, I'm a Rebel. You're not going to tell me that you have conservation laws protecting these Eagles' lives. I'm shooting them. Rebels win. Fighting Irish versus the Golden Flashes. I don't know what a Golden Flash is, but I do know what a Fighting Irish is, and I'm going with that.
Yeah, and they're drunk a lot of times. You know what I mean?
That's actually like kind of offensive when you think about it. As far as like people always talk about like Indians and like stuff like that as names, but it's like Fighting Irish, you're kind of basically saying bar fighting Irish.
Straight up.
You're kind of saying that.
What's your we're hammered in the bar.
Yeah our mascot's a drunk dude that's ready to fight. All right, and then so continuing with the Albany 1 bracket, Pioneers versus Spartans. I think Spartans would fuck them up.
Yeah,
I agree. Eagles versus Hoosiers. Once again, I have seen people around here carry some big guns. I got the Hoosiers beating the Eagles.
Yep.
Just like the Aggies versus the Eagles, I got the Aggies beating them. Texas farmers definitely carry shotguns.
Yeah, oh for sure.
The Rebels versus the Irish, I got to think that the Rebels would win.
Yeah.
They got guns. The Irish are just looking to throw down. They're just looking to punch with you. Rebel's going to pull out a knife and stick it in
your
ribs.
Yeah, I don't think that fighter's going to get past that.
Because I take the Rebel mascot as meaning somebody that just doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, just like completely thugged out, gangster.
Yeah, I'm a rebel like a motherfucker. Yeah. I don't care. I go all against the system. And then we got Spartans versus Rebels, but, you know, Spartans. I got Spartans going to the Final Four.
Oh, yeah.
So there we go.
They know how to work the swords.
So we got Michigan State in this bracket in the Final Four. And then we got Texas Longhorns versus Drexel Dragons. Sorry, Texas, you're cooked.
Yeah, done 16-seed upset.
Yeah, Dragons are definitely getting you. And then the Crimson Tide versus the Seminoles. Yeah, that one's a little bit tough to me because it's like, we're going like waves or like when we talking about Crimson Tide here. I just decided to go against Seminoles. I'll just go with Seminoles because, you know, they're badass motherfuckers anyways.
Scalp that tide.
Yeah. The Utes versus the Jackrabbits. Utes are just people from Utah and they would absolutely kill a jackrabbit. This one I struggled with because I'm not really sure. It's the Gonzaga Bulldogs versus the UC Irvine Anteaters. And I don't know how big of badasses Anteaters can be.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
So I just went Bulldogs on that one, but I don't know. It might be Anteaters. If I watched a little bit more nature documentaries, I could probably tell you better. But I definitely have the Bulldogs winning that one.
Yeah, because, I mean, Anteaters are like... they're overseas, like in the wild somewhere too, so they might have a good survival technique.
Yeah, they probably have good claws and stuff. I don't know much about,
but they do just pick on ants.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I kind of thought. It's like you're not a bulldog eater, you're an ant eater.
You do pick on bugs.
Yeah. And we got Tennessee Volunteers versus the Green Bay Phoenix. You don't pay the Volunteers enough to deal with the fucking Phoenix, so they're out of there.
Cooked.
Yeah, we're not fighting a Phoenix. We're volunteering here.
Yeah.
We're not putting our lives in too much risk. Jeez.
Not at all.
Then we got the Wolfpack versus the Mox. And I looked it up. The Mox, the Chattanooga Mox, are moccasins. And then they were like, no, moccasins seems kind of offensive, so let's just call it Mox. It's like people are still going to look it up to see what it's short for.
Yeah, I think the Wolfpack takes over.
Wolfpack would eat some moccasins. Cyclones versus the Terrapins. I looked up, Terrapins are like a sea turtle.
Yeah, wiped out.
But here's the thing, though. How many cyclones kill sea turtles? Do we have numbers on that?
Oh, that's tough.
I think that a sea turtle... I'm changing my answer because I had cyclones, but I'm changing my answer.
Because I think the sea turtle can get deep enough in the sea to avoid the cyclone.
I think the terrapin wouldn't get fucked up. I had cyclones written down, but I no longer. I changed my answer. Marilyn, the terrapins, you guys are going to survive that cyclone. But the Stanford Cardinals are definitely not going to survive the Norfolk Spartans. Again, redundance here. A lot of redundance. But unlike this bracket, right? Unlike the previous bracket, we got Dragons versus Seminoles. As much as there's some badass Indian warriors, the Seminoles, you're still getting cooked by that dragon.
Yeah.
It's a dragon, dude. Sorry. Utes versus Bulldogs. I think that you people from Utah can handle some Bulldogs. I don't think that that would be a problem. So we got the Utes moving on. Phoenix versus the Wolfpack. Again, you're fried. You're fried, man. Yeah,
the Phoenix.
Yeah. And then I originally had Cyclones versus Spartans with the Cyclones moving on, but I'm going to have to do Terrapins versus Spartans with the Spartans moving on. And then I would have to have the Phoenix killing the Spartans.
Yeah.
And the Dragons killing the Utes.
And the Dragon and Phoenix War.
Yeah, that's an epic showdown right there. And I know a Phoenix can come back from the ashes, but... Can you come back from the ashes multiple times when the dragon keeps cooking your ass?
Fire-breathing dragon.
It's got the teeth and all that shit, the tail, scales and stuff. I just don't see the Phoenix beating a dragon.
Yeah, I feel like the dragon's way more intimidating in this situation.
Yeah, so I got the dragons moving on. So the Drexel Dragons are going to be moving on to the final four in this bracket. Let's see. Then we got Albany 2. We don't have to skip this one for any sort of anything because, Hawkeyes versus Crusaders. They're Hawkeyes. There's just the eye. There's just one piece of the Hawk, not even the part that kills anything. Crusaders. Well, Crusaders got it.
Yeah. Poke you in your eye.
Yeah. Mountaineers versus Tigers. I mean, I know a Mountaineer should be able to handle a Tiger, but we're talking a Tiger. These are Tigers. So the Tigers are going to rip Mountaineers apart. A whole pack of them?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Multiples. Now, you might kill that little mountain lion, Mr. Mountaineer, but you're not handling this pack.
Not a bunch of Tigers.
No.
The Colorado Buffalo versus the Drake Bulldogs. Buffalo.
Is going to trample.
Trampled.
Yeah.
Trampled.
I'm going to run you over.
Wildcats versus Pilots. The Pilots are going to fuck you up, especially if there's guns on that fucking plane. I'd
fly away.
I'm not counting... guns on the plane, but I'm also counting the fact that it's a pilot. You can just fly away from that wildcat.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Take a picture of it from the air.
Gone.
Cardinals versus Blue Raiders. I don't necessarily why blue has anything to do with them being Raiders, but Blue Raiders.
Yeah.
Tigers versus Owls. Tigers. There's so many Tigers.
Man.
Blue Jays versus Rebels. We got Rebels once again, not giving a fuck. So, Rebels moving on. Bruins, which is a bear, versus Lancers. Lancers carry swords.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the Lancers are moving on there. And then we'll see Crusaders versus Tigers. We got the Tigers probably fucking them up. Buffalo versus Pilots. Again, Pilots just flying away from danger.
Yeah.
Blue Raiders versus Tigers. I got Tigers again. We almost had a Tigers versus Tigers. in the Elite Eight, which would have been a deadlock, because it would have been like, damn, which Tigers, Princeton or LSU Tigers? I would have to go with Princeton Tigers, probably.
I mean, what are they going to end up mating?
Because they're really smart. If they're in Princeton, then they're really smart Tigers.
That's a smart Ivy League Tiger.
Yeah, that is a very Ivy League Tiger.
Yeah.
Then we got Tigers versus Rebels, and I got the Rebels beating the Tigers.
Yeah, at some point, the Rebels got to outsmart the animal.
Yeah,
right?
And then I got Pilots beating the Tigers as well. And then I got Pilots
beating the Rebels.
Yeah, Pilots are beating the Rebels.
Raiders, I mean?
The Rebels.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're going to be moving on. We got the Pilots of Portland. The Portland Pilots moving on to the Final Four.
Fly away, baby.
Absolutely. And then going on to Portland 3, we got Southern California Trojans versus the Islanders. I got Trojans winning that one.
Trojan man.
Exactly. Trojan horses or the condoms. Either way.
Yes, sir.
You're doing good
protected.
Things against the Islanders.
Well protected.
Yeah. Jayhawks versus Wolverines. Wolverines are bad motherfuckers.
Done. Done, little birdie.
Lady Bears. The Baylor Lady Bears versus the Lions. So the Lions are going to fuck them up because those are male and female Lions.
Yeah. Sorry, Lady Bear.
Yeah, they're sorry with your gender segregation. We're taking both of our forces against you.
Yeah, these are Lions, not Lionesses, so...
The Hokies versus the Thundering Herd. I definitely remember looking up what a fucking Hokie was, but I completely forgot. Like, it was that stupid and boring. So it's obviously the Thundering Herd. Let's go, Herd.
Herd.
Let's see. I got the Orange beating the Tigers. And then I got, because, you know, you can't have, like, orange is like the predominant color of the Tiger. So it's, that's what it is. Like, you can't necessarily have orange without a Tiger. Wait, so a Hokie is?
A turkey.
Okay. It's a turkey, but it says, oh, okay, yeah, that's fucking weird. That is really weird.
A hokey bird.
But yeah, I basically took the orange over the tiger because a tiger can't defeat the concept of a color. And then and then we also have Huskies versus Tigers, and a tiger would win that. So again, we'd be in a deadlock of a tiger versus tiger situation.
Yeah.
So... And I have the Duke Blue Devils beating the Richmond Spiders, the Black Bears beating the Buckeyes, and then I have Trojans beating Wolverines, because again, they're fucking warriors, man.
Yeah, it's a gladiator mode. I mean, these dudes are in the Coliseum fighting.
Yeah, Lions are beating the Thundering Herd, because if I remember Lion King correctly, the Thundering Herd is where they get to eat a lot of their food. So,
oh yeah, they're just waiting for the herd to come by.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tearing them up.
Yeah, the Lions have their fair share of all kinds of meat when our Thundering Herd comes through.
Oh yeah.
Obviously,
thank
I have
you, National
Orange Vegas. Versus Tigers again. So the Orange is gonna have to win, otherwise I'm just a hypocrite. Blue Devils versus Black Bears. Blue Devils. It's a fucking devil,
yeah,
man.
That's
committing all kinds of evil to win.
The devil.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Trojans versus Lions. I got the Trojans winning. Orange versus Blue Devils. Again, Blue Devils. And then I got the Blue Devils going to the Final Four. So this Final Four here is Portland, Duke, Drexel, and Michigan State.
Ooh.
And then I have the Dragons going to the Finals. Versus Duke Blue Devils.
It has to be the Devils, right?
With the Blue Devils winning. Because they're just, you know, like, I don't think a dragon could beat a devil. It's the devil. He's evil.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, so there you go. If you want...
He probably had a lot of influence over the dragon, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, really corrupted him and just...
Yeah, and if anybody out there wants to throw some money down on Drexel versus Duke Finals... You're throwing your money away. I'm just saying, you're absolutely just throwing your money away if you try to do that.
Submit that bracket.
Yeah, I should submit this bracket. I'm sure some bracket competitions are still open. I'll just submit this whole bracket. I'll find a free to play and I'll submit it. And I'll let everybody know my results. I'll be complete tonight. after the first four, I'll be done. My bracket will be busted.
Canceled.
Absolutely.
Be like, congrats to the guy that didn't win a single game.
Yeah, I didn't have one because I had Drexel going to the finals. What? And South Carolina losing in the first round. That's a good one. That's a good bracket. So anyways, take that one to your bookie. We're going to be back recording over the weekend. We got a lot of stuff to talk about around the world of women's basketball. We just wanted to do this fun March Madness tournament thing. Bracketness. Doing all the bracketology. That's one word I'm getting so tired of hearing every time March comes around.
Yes.
Bracketology. It always puts that Prince song in my head. Musicology. Every time. Kick an old school joint for the true funk soldiers. So weird. Like, I don't know. Bracket. Yeah, like I have people. There's a really importance of bracketology and there's a science to it. Is there? Because people talk about the science of it for about half a week and then nobody ever says the word bracketology again for another year. Where they only say the word again for another week.
And then your brackets, but most people's bracket end up busted up.
Yeah.
After like, the first week of basketball.
Science can't account for hard work and humans kicking ass.
Yeah.
Come on. Get your data out of here sometimes. But anyways, that's going to be it for us. You guys can check us out on our social medias. We got Planet WNBA everywhere. Twitter/X. We got it on Instagram. We're coming with a YouTube soon. I want to start posting like episodes with, you know, some visuals. I just don't know what yet. We're going to work on that. I've been really busy in my personal life. So doing extra things with this show has been a little bit hard lately. Plus, I've been really sick.
Yeah.
Oh, this change of seasons is awful.
Yeah, let me tell you, whatever's going on with the allergies and sinuses and viral infections, fuck yeah.
Yeah, Mother Nature tries to kill me more and more every year, I swear. I can tell when I'm going to have a bad day because right outside my office at work, there's this tree that we have, and anytime it starts blooming, I can't breathe.
It's just staring at you.
I cannot breathe. Every time I see that thing bloom, I just go, well, it's going to be a bad day. But anyways, you can send us an email if you like, planetwnba@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook. Planet W, a Planet WNBA Facebook fan page. And Fake Stewie is still a fan of ours on there. She hasn't told me why she does it yet. Hasn't sent me a DM. Fake Brianna Stewart, you're a fan of ours. I know you're listening.
Stewie.
Let us know. But we will be back next week. We got some really good stuff. I got some really good stuff coming for our next show. And I got a new intro that I'm working on. So we will see you then. Bye.